Barhead, the Barhead United Church is taking a year to celebrate all that it has accomplished since being formed in 1925 with a special strawberry tea happening on June 7 from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. What does it mean for a church to turn 100 years old? It is listening to the Spirit of God in a way that reflects Jesus's message all of loving of our neighbor, especially the stranger, the one who's least like us, said Roger Mannell, associate minister. That's the key, trying to be fully inclusive. In 1924, the United Church Act was incorporated in Parliament, defining its union of the Methodist, Congregationalist and Presbyterian Churches of Canada and governance, with the most recent amendments in 2019. The United Church was the first church to apologize to Indigenous people and take responsibility for its part in residential schools and colonization in 1986. Further apologies were made in 1988 and 1998. They formed a fund and changed their crest to acknowledge the Indigenous people. A land acknowledgement is made at each service at the Barhead United Church. The United Church was the first church to formally state that sexual orientation was not a barrier to either membership or ordination in 1988, a first among churches. In 1936, the United Church became the first church to ordain women, starting with Lydia Grucci of Saskatchewan. In 1980, the United Church affirmed a woman's right to choose, a topic of attention even now. It began with a compromise between three Christian denominations and a church union group. On June 10, 1925, the Methodists, Congregationalists, and several Presbyterians met at the Mutual Street Arena in Toronto and declared the United Church formed. There were 7,600 people in attendance that day. The United Church's first moderator recorded his own words and published the history of the event in the New Outlook. It was a solemn moment, the realization of our dreams, and culmination of our efforts, and subdued applause swept throughout the entire assembly, wrote the very Reverend George Pidgeon in 1925. The United Church publication, now the Broadview, is one of the oldest known magazines still in production today. Barhead United's mission is to foster a group of community-minded people who feel they belong, regardless of faith, tradition or background. Mannell recognizes that Sunday service attendance has changed over the years and says the church is adapting to fit the needs of people. They moved into a smaller space that is comfortable and welcoming. They offer online services on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. He shared a story about having a Hindu family share information about their religion at one of the messy church services and how interesting it was for everyone in attendance. Messy Church happens every third Thursday of the month from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. as a fun event for families, open to all ages and family connections, with a creative and hospitable atmosphere. Our church celebrates a growth of inclusivity, to understand that people are all children of God, said Mannell. We're proud that the 100 years has been challenging and that we have made a lot of changes and in some ways also paid a price. In an accepting resolve of trying to love our neighbor and strangers among us, the United Church is there. Their actions validate this through their approach to women, races, and people of different sexual and religious orientations throughout their history. The Barhead United Church welcomes everyone to attend the spring tea on June 7, enjoy some treats, including gluten-free, and chat with some amazing people. The Hazel Bluff United Church, near Westlock, has a traditional picnic celebration of the 100-year anniversary happening on June 15.